In fact, say this with me. God is good all the time.
God is good all the time.
And all the time, God is good.
And all the time, God is good.
God is so good. God always wants the best for us. You know, if something goes wrong in our lives, He wants to make it right. See, if we're sick, He wants us healed. If we're in lack, He wants to prosper us. God wants us whole, with nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing damaged. Amen?
Amen.
Shalom, shalom. I speak over each and every one of you right now. Hallelujah. God wants us to be so blessed that everywhere we look, we see His goodness manifested in our lives. You hear me, Tim? You hear me, Elder? Okay. He doesn't intend for us to live like the people in the world do, worrying all the time about how we're going to meet our needs. See, it's almost like we're a hamster running around on one of those wheels that goes around. You know, every day we do this just to get enough money to pay our bills, to buy food, to eat, clothes to wear, a car to drive, and a place to live. See, but He redeemed us from this kind of existence. We're not supposed to be running on that crazy wheel. See, but what I'm pointing out is, it's up to us. It is up to us. You talk sickness, you're going to have sickness. You talk lack, you're going to have lack. I'm just telling you, that's just the way it is. Our God is called a God of more than enough. El Shaddai. A God of more than enough. That's our God. And what does His word say? His word says He will supply all of our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. His word says that. See, we aren't of this world anymore. We're of a different group. See, our citizenship is in heaven. Because it says that in Philippians 3:20. It says we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. Yeah. We are citizens of heaven. Can you get the concept of that? Wow. See, we have been born again into the kingdom of God. God's kingdom works very differently from the world in a way it does. See, He has set His kingdom based on His wisdom. You hear that? That was in that decree, wasn't it? Wisdom.
Yes.
And we have to work within the principles of His kingdom. His wisdom puts worldly wisdom to shame. See, while people in the world are expending all their energy trying in the natural to get the things they need and desire, well, here's what we're supposed to do. Matthew chapter 6, my brother. Okay. Verse 33 says, in the Amplified. I may imagine that. But seek, aim at, and strive after first of all His kingdom, His righteousness, His way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. To seek first his kingdom and righteousness means to turn to God first for help, to fill our thoughts with his desires, to take his character for our pattern, and to serve and obey. Obey him in everything. Now, see, that is where the problem lies with many people.
Right.
You know, that obeying part. Things don't work for people who don't obey God's word. Adam and Eve, they chose to discard his wisdom and disobey his word. Their personal connection with him was broken at that point. Sin and spiritual death and had darkened their hearts so they couldn't fellowship with him like they had before. They lost that connection. Jesus Christ reestablished that connection for us. See, he took it back and basically took and went and clicked it back together for us. But if you ain't born again, ain't going to be no connection.
Yeah.
What is really important to you? You think on that for a minute. People, objects, goals, and other desires all compete for priority. All of these can quickly bump God out of first place if we don't actively choose to give him first place in every area of our lives. Priority. It's a priority to get up on Sunday morning and be here. But when you don't, he's sad. Now, sometimes there's a real reason for it. But when you're just sitting at home and say, I just don't feel like it. You know what? You're missing out on what he has for you. Yeah. He loves having you in his house. That's what it says. We are not to forsake the assemblies of ourselves together as we see the day of the Lord approaching. Yeah, it's approaching. I ain't saying it's coming tomorrow, but it's sure getting closer. You know? But what are we supposed to do? Well, Proverbs 4:5 tells us that we are to get wisdom. My Bible has an exclamation point after it. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. That says it. Amplified says, get skillful and godly wisdom. Get understanding, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth. Get wisdom. How do we get wisdom? Well, we have simply one way is simply ask God for it. Simply ask God for it. James 1:5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. When you ask, and asking is just talking to God, praying. When you ask, what? Believe that you receive, and you will have that wisdom. It's on the receiving end a lot of times. That's where the problem seems to be. Guys, I've been there. And when he finally gets a hold of me and slaps me on the backside of the head there, you know, I go, okay. Why didn't I see that before? Well, because I wasn't looking for it. I was looking for it my way, not his way. I wasn't listening to the Holy Spirit. I'm learning. See, we have not because we ask not. That's what the Bible says. That's James 4:2, by the way. As we learn more and more what the Word of God has to say, we are finding out that the Word is God speaking to us, that it is true, and we can take it, and we can believe it, and we can do what it says. So say this with me. I am who the Word says I am.
I am what the Word says I am.
Again, I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I have.
I can do what the Word says I can.
I believe the Word is God speaking to me. Do you believe that? In unison, do you believe that?
Yes.
That's better. Yeah, a reason I need you to hear you say yes loudly is so your spirit man hears it. Because sometimes you mumble it and he said, what'd you say? What'd you say? And I know he can hear that, but can you hear it? And you need to hear the yes and the agreement with that. Debbie, that's why I miss your dad. He always knew the amen part. He knew when to come in, praise God. Yeah, he listens to my recordings and he said, amen at the right part. I feel that in the spirit.
Yeah.
We send him copies. Do you know in the U.S. mail, can I share that, Debbie, what they did with the United States Department? You know, the Postal Service did. You know, we have been sending him CDs. Well, he sent him a CD and it got returned. Said, no longer there, deceased. I said, wait a minute. I told Teresa, I just got off the phone with the man. What are they talking about? So she called Debbie because we had enough. And she says, keep sending them. We said, okay. Right. I don't know what happened there. But, I mean, we had it. On that, they put that sticker on her. I just talked to the man. Jeez. But see how things can get started? By a word putting on her. That man's going to live to be 120.
That's right.
What he's been through, what he's beaten the odds of, you just ask David. David will tell you that. Hallelujah. God's word will turn our circumstances around. Because God's word is his wisdom. It teaches us to think like he thinks and operate like he does. He designed his kingdom to work by faith in him. We need faith to receive from him to be born again.
Yes.
And then, from then on, we need faith to receive from him. It's not something you put on the shelf like the elf.
Yeah.
Come on. That was a good one. That's right. I like that. Hallelujah. He has set up his kingdom based on his wisdom, and we have to work within the principles of his kingdom. So as long as we stay with God's word, we will keep going higher and higher in life.
Amen.
See, because some of us, when we stray and we say we're in it, but we don't do it like we used to, that fire we had. And we go up and we hit a plateau and we just be riding like this and we should be going like this, but yet we're stuck here. So we gotta raise it. It's a word level thing. God's word is his wisdom. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And he wants to bless us. And he always has more for us. Always. Every day, we have choices to make. Will we continue to be natural thinkers? Or I should say stinkers.
Yeah.
Or operate like the world? Or will we seek God's way of doing and being right and operate according to God's wisdom?
Yeah.
I think I need to correct that. I said, will we continue to be natural stinkers and operate like the world? Yeah, I want to make sure I got that part right. I think that it didn't come out correct the first time. I apologize for that. So I want to make sure we got that corrected.
That's right.
Because you ain't no longer stinkers.
That's right.
You know what that, as they would say, that stinking thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. See how it all comes about? Yeah. In our Bible, God makes it very clear which is the smartest choice. He has said it time and again in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 through 9. Proverbs 4, 5 through 9. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. What is wisdom? Question for you. What is wisdom? No, it's right there. It's the principal thing. Anyway, I said, wisdom is the principal thing. And you are right in what you said, but this here is scripture. It is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor, and when you embrace her, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. God's wisdom, His Word, will promote you. God's wisdom, His Word, will honor you. Proverbs 16:6 says, how much better to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. What do you want? Do you want the gold? Do you want the silver? Or do you want wisdom and understanding? You get wisdom, and boy, you can get blessed very wealthily. Just ask Solomon. Of course, that boy didn't know how to control himself in the natural. That was his downfall. Yeah, that's a whole other thing, huh? Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. All these verses are found here in the book of Proverbs. And this is entering Proverbs. Strong's in Hebrew, 49:12, Mashal. An abstract concept meaning similitude, parable, proverb, parallelism. And then from Strong's in the Hebrew, 49:10, Masha is a private root word, is a primitive root word, meaning to rule and to have dominion. Now you got one at 49:10, and then the other one, which we're talking about, Proverbs 49:12. But the Hebrew root word from which we get the word Proverbs there, so it means to rule. It's the same root word used in Genesis chapter 1, verse 18, that says God made the lights of heaven to rule over the day and the night. So in other words, the wisdom of God found in Proverbs, and indeed the entire Bible, by the way, is to rule over our thoughts and actions. It's to govern our lives. So I think we can all agree that it'd be a real good idea to take the book and study it. That way you could get a quick, good foundation of the wisdom of God. Just in that book alone. Get wisdom, get understanding, get discernment. You see that all, then that'll bring life to the rest of the Bible for you. Because you'll be able to understand it. Because if you're desiring the wisdom of God, it's right there before you. As you spend the time in the Word, His wisdom is revealed to you through His Word. See, it will tell you the wise things to do in many different situations we may find ourselves in. If we get it into our hearts when we are faced with a problem, godly wisdom will rise up in us and give us the direction we need. For that to happen, though, we cannot go for days on end without reading His Word. I don't want to get hit with anything. I keep saying, you know. Everybody's saying, what's he trying to push? Be quiet. I'm not going to be quiet. Because we need to hear us. We need to be reminded of this. So many things distract us and take our time away from being in His Word. To be with Him and to be in His, be with His Word. So many distractions. Well, I got to get that done. I got to get the cookies baked. You know? The cookies will get baked. Distractions. When the kids are coming over, I got to clean this house. If they drop something on the floor, that 10-second rule will be okay. I've been in worse situations. I've seen them drop it on the ground out in the driveway in the back during the picnic. Pick it back up and say, bless it, Lord. It's okay. It's sanctified. And go ahead and eat it. You know, trees would be running over tackling. Don't put that in your mouth. Don't do that. You know? I'll just tell you, that's the way it is in our house. Whew, Jesus. Yeah, you didn't stand a chance. Boy, you dropped a fork. You didn't dare use that fork and wipe it off. It went to the sink, to that dishwasher. Sanitize that thing. Hallelujah. See, but we cannot have a casual, nonchalant attitude toward the Word. Or just go coasting along on the Word level that we have. See, we must continually put the Word first place in our lives. Also, to make it the final authority in our lives. And what does it mean to make God's Word the final authority? It means believing what He says instead of believing what people say. Because people's is people's, I'm telling you. It means believing what He says instead of what the devil keeps saying. Remember, he speaks lies. You ain't healed. You ain't never going to get that house. You ain't never going to be afford to buy a new car. You ain't going to get that promotion. That's what he's going to tell you. It says the Word will promote you. Say with the Word. Hallelujah. It means believing what He says instead of what your circumstances are saying to you. So let His Word have the final authority in your life. Believers who are casual about the word will go to heaven when they die. But they won't enjoy the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11, 21 says that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of heaven above the earth. Whoa. Yeah, that's an awesome promise right there. Believers who are casual about the word won't see the kingdom of God manifested right here in their lives now today. They could, though, if they would make a change and do the two things we just saw in Proverbs 2. Seek God's wisdom and receive His words. To seek means to go after something with strong, intense desire. Okay, now the dictionary definition includes to try to find, to look for, explore, frequently follow, pursue, diligently inquire or require, to search for as when we lose something, like when we lose our wallet. Or you lose the keys. Right. You ain't got a key fob. Car starter. Key fob. There it is. Right. You know, I keep calling pot. Yeah, at our house they call it dad's lingo. You know, that's when right. You hit him. All right. You know, but you lose something that you desire. You want it. You're gonna work hard to find it. And you know what works is when you stop and say, Lord, I loose those angels to go forth to find my wallet. Lord God. And just be in agreement with that prayer and who you're praying for. And then you won't have to go out and cancel all your credit cards and then go back in your car and there's your wallet. Oh, man. You know? And I will not tell you the person who said that and who went through that. He can make self known if he wants to. Okay? Don't say anything, Floriana. Quiet. Okay. Enough. This is family. Hallelujah.
We're all family here, Pastor.
Okay. See, that's what it means to seek God's wisdom. It means you go after it, like the man in Matthew 13:44, who found a great treasure buried in a field. And sold everything he had to buy the field. Okay? And it goes again. And this is Jesus speaking. And he's speaking to us. This is a parable, okay, that he speaks. It's called the parable of the hidden treasure. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. It means to search our Bible like the merchant seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great prize, went and sold all that he had and bought it. First guy found. He was out walking around and he found it. This other one, if you see, he was searching for that. Matthew 13:45-46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had. And he bought it. These two men in these parables were both seekers and receivers, just as we are. According to the dictionary, receive means to act as a receptacle or container for, to come in possession of, to assimilate, to permit, to enter, admit, welcome, to accept as authoritative, true or accurate. And this is believe. Believe. We receive God's word by taking it into our heart, by letting it come out, come through our eyes and our ears, through our mind, by accepting it and living accordingly. It's not hard. The love that, you know, it's His word explains everything in detail. And that life is so much easier than the life. I know where I came from. I'm just telling you, it's been a lot better. Been a lot better. So, yeah, praise God. I thank you for it. You know, not all Christians, they do that, though. They read God's word. Sometimes they'll disregard the wisdom they see there because they've been taught differently. They actually disagree with God and make His word of no effect in their lives because of religious traditions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because in Mark 7, 13, it says, making the word of God of no effect through our traditions, which you have handed down. How many of them do we follow? And many such things you do. Some Christians have done this with what they've heard preached about prosperity. They've disagreed with it because they've been taught that God honors poverty. How many of you, you know, you think that way? I used to think my grandparents didn't have much. I thought because of the way they did. I mean, you know, you got one paper towel. Dap, dap, dry, 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 dry. Put it over here. That was yours after it dried so you can use it again.
Yeah.
You got done with your paper plate, you whooshed it. Why didn't we just use regular plates? I don't have no idea. But Nana used, we used paper plates. And took a clip, put them up, and hang them up on the thing to dry. Okay. I just say, this is what, so Teresa and I, one year, we decided, you know, we got a basket about this high. We filled that thing with all the different meats and stuff like that, because, I mean, and we took it out, and we thought, there's a lot of things. Hey, we opened the freezer packed up more food than I got. And, but they didn't want people to think that they had much. I'm thinking, wow. I just, you know, and they did. When they passed, they were well funded. And Teresa and I thought that my grandparents didn't have much. I mean, they had their own home, beautiful home. He built it, and it's right over here on Winter Street. They thought they had to look that way because, you know, God honored that. So, and they didn't. I mean, he drove his 50 Oldsmobile till it ended up in my brother Bob, and then I ended up with that 50 Oldsmobile. And when I took the seat covers off there that my mom bought, you should have seen that. They were the most beautiful cloth gray seats. Because I completely restored that thing. You know, Astrice, it was huge. I mean, the steering wheel was this big.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember it. And then I got a 56 Chevy, and I had a steering wheel about this big. 6-incher, man. I thought that was cool. You ever have your finger get caught in a speed race? Oh, man. That hurt. Yeah. I tried to teach Teresa how to drive that 56 Chevy. All she did was do burnouts. Uh-huh. Got her on the up. Yeah. Oh, she's back there talking about me now. Praise God. We got to get back on it with God's wisdom. Boy, I need some wisdom right now. But see, this is, it's all contrary to God's word. See, poverty is under the curse. And Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. It says that in Galatians 3:13. We'll read it later. God's word leaves no doubt about his desire to prosper us. He prospered Israel when they obeyed him. So, and he even had it written to the church in the New Testament. Because in 2 Corinthians 8, 9, it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich." And we have. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper." Yeah. What's he praying? That we may prosper. Mm-hmm. In all things. It's what his word says. He's praying that we may prosper in all things and be in health.
Yeah.
That means healed of your sickness. If you've got something going on right now, you say, "No, I'm healed. I'm reaching out, I'm touching that tassel of his garment. No more. I'm healed." Hallelujah, Jesus. From the front to the back, our Bible was filled with the wisdom designed to prosper us in every area of our life. Spirit, soul, body, financially, and relational.
Yeah.
Seek it out, and when you find it, receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Receive it. It is imperative that we keep learning more and more about how to operate in the kingdom of God right here on the earth. In the kingdom of God, we can live healed. When people out there in the world are sick, we can prosper even though there is a depression or a recession. Because we're not operating by the earth's rules, but by heaven's rules. The price of gas shouldn't even bother you. God's going to make up the difference so you can still buy the same amount of food and stuff. He's going to make sure you can make your house payment. And if you're smoking cigarettes, quit it because it's too expensive. It's just too expensive. And I'm not picking. I've been there. And I know when I had the desire and I reached out and I said, "God, I don't want to smoke no more." And then I have to sit in a here and listen to a message about how important it was for me to be around praying for my kids and my wife.
Yeah.
And I went to work on that 4 to 12 night after that Sunday morning minute. And I went out and I bowed on my knees and I prayed for my family. And then I said, "You know what? It's 9 o'clock. Hey, I only got a half pack of cigarettes. That ain't going to get me home to Monaca." Now remember, I smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
And I was not a chain smoker. Because I lit each one off the lighter. See, a chain smoker lights off the other cigarette. Oh, see how the mind works? I never forgot that. You a chain smoker? No, I'm not. No. Even if I had to go up on top of the ovens, because you can't take your lighter out there because it's 3,000 degrees, but it might pop. I'd go out there and take one of them, take a cigarette, put it there, pop the lid on one of them little heater things, let that heat go, light that cigarette. Cancer environment. You know, you talk about stupidity. Now, you know, we're supposed to be wearing respirators. I'm smoking a cigarette in it. You know, oh yeah, I tell you what I was doing to them lungs, I have no idea, but they did find spots on them at one time, and this lady back here, all she was pray about my lungs. And they tell me, "Man, you got the best lungs we ever, you know, did look." I'm like, "Okay, I know." And it was because the prayers.
Yeah.
I mean, she even prayed for my lungs. So don't tell me that if your prayers are not heard, wife. You keep praying.
Yeah.
And you watch the restoration. And you receive and you will be able to breathe without any problems.
Yes.
You got to wait, though. And you wait patiently. You've had other questions. Don't worry. He'll answer every question you have. He will. Why do you think he needed you to stick around? He needed you to be up there so you could give that lady a break so that she could actually listen to the word and not have to worry about jumping and pushing buttons and that. And up there having to give directions. You know, you freed her up. Because she ain't lost her job. She let you be up there and she training you well. But this is giving her a break.
Break time's over.
Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Let's Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11 here. God's speaking to the prophet here. So it means he's speaking to us. He said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in everything for which I sent it." And as we speak it, we speak his word, it has the same power called dunamis, power of God. And when you speak his word in faith, you watch things change because you're expecting it. And when you put your expectation out there and you speak that word, you watch it happen. That's why I continue to speak shalom, shalom over all of you. Because I want to see you healed. I want to see you whole. I want to see you healthy. I want to see you prosperous. Those are the things I want to see. I want to see you have the peace of God. Not to get excited about things when they come up and fry up against you. You say, okay, boom, you hit me with that? Okay, I'm going to hit you with the word. This is what the word says. For it is written. And you just look it up. No matter what you've been hit with, you look it up. It's in there. If you're dealing with knees and joints, it's in there. It's in there. God said he wants us healed. He wants us whole. And he wants you with money in your pocket so that you can walk up to somebody and say, you know what, I want to bless you. Or the person behind you is getting an order that you say, you know what, hey, I'm going to pay for theirs too. You know, that's simple. I mean, the guy taking your things, I want to pray for there behind me. Oh, okay. And then when he comes up, he's got to tell them, and then people give one of them, what? And then they're sitting there, and you happen to look up, and I'm getting ready to pull, and they'll toot, and they're going, hey, I don't know them. I don't have to know them. And the same as, you know, I've walked up, and, you know, and I'm just telling you, I was at Walmart, and there was a lady, she was sitting there, and she couldn't find her card. She was all bare. So she's calling her husband to come down, and I'm standing there. And she's got a little girl. She wanted something. And that's what made all of a sudden the little girl wanted something. She, well, we can't get it right. And I said, well, put it up there. So I'll pay for this. She said, what? I stuck my card. I told the lady. The lady said, are you paying for her? I said, yeah, I'll pay for it. She paid for it. The lady said, but my husband will come here. Yeah. I know you got the money. But don't. I said, don't worry about it. I said, I'll tell you what, though. God loves you. And she looked at me. And she said, yeah, he does. She says, and I just want to ask her if she knew the Lord. She said, yeah. She said, but I never thought this would happen for me. You know, he will give us money enough that we can bless others. is what I'm trying to tell you. You seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And then you get into His Word, because His Word is His wisdom. That's if we want to experience those days in heaven here on the earth. I want to live like that. So wisdom is the principal thing. I'm glad when we had that thing when you did that. Because see, that brings more to the point. God's wisdom is the principal thing. So if we make the right choice today and we get into His wisdom, oh, what revelation you will have. You may have been seeking it for years and years, and it's simply been right there before you. You didn't think you had it, and you had it all along. Sometimes you've been laid on and had the Holy Spirit fill you, and you didn't pray in tongues. It just kept coming, and it didn't come. And then you went and said, I guess I never received it. Well, I'm telling you what, those that I have laid hands on and know, some of them have spoken. Some of them got it later. Some of them walked away not speaking. But I know, when I know, I can tell you whether it imparted into them. There's a difference. You can feel it go in, but then what's it do? You gotta work on it sometimes. You gotta work on it. Don't walk away there saying you don't have it. You have it. Amen? Let's see if we can get a couple singers up here. Maybe Timmy can sing us a couple good songs right about now.